This book is called Winter is Coming by Toni Johnston. It is a cold September day. Fall is still here, but ice is in the air. I feel it. Winter is coming. A red fox slips into the clearing that I am watching. First sun hits its back. The red fox shines like a small red fire. I am quiet, quiet. The fox is quiet, quiet. We share this place. The red fox sniffs the last apple on our apple tree. The apple is wrinkled like my grandma's face. But wrinkled or not, it is food, and winter is coming. Today, a mother bear and her cub rustle through the trees. I do not rustle. I hold my breath so they will stay. The mother bear snuffles for food among the flaming leaves. The cub snuffles too, but no luck. They go away searching, searching. Winter is coming. Now it's October. A family of skunks waddles along the fringe of the woods. Skunks love night most, but sometimes they roam in daytime. I can smell them before I see them. Not a bad smell, a real smell. My father says animals are true to themselves. Skunks are skunks. They sniff where the wrinkled apple was, the one the red fox took. The skunks must look harder for something to eat. Winter is coming. This morning I'm up at dawn. I see a pair of woodpeckers, red heads hammering. They riddle a big tree with holes, then they plug the holes with acorns they found somewhere. Whatever they can scrounge, whatever other animals have not found. Animals do not waste. The woodpeckers keep hammering. Winter is coming, fast. On this day, rabbits come, bringing quiet with them. Their noses quiver, testing the air for food and danger. Danger is everywhere. I know animals don't harm on purpose. They harm only for food or to save themselves or their babies. The rabbits find some skinny weeds and begin gnawing. They are lucky for now, but winter is coming. October is gone. Moon rises early. A ways off, a lynx ghosts along, all shining. A lynx with black-tipped ears. A lynx with Egypt eyes. A lynx the color of moon. My mother says wild things are full of light. I believe that. I stay quiet, quiet to keep it here for a moment. It paws out a beetle from the frozen leaves. The lynx is hungry, so it eats the beetle. Winter is coming. November afternoon. Two stripy chipmunks ripple from branch to branch of a pine, looking and chattering, chattering and looking. They find pine cones. They hold them in their little paws and chew at them and gobble the seeds and stuff their cheeks and spit out the husks. The busy chipmunks are beautiful, I think, gobbling as fast as they can. Winter is coming. On this day, a mother deer comes walking carefully, a doe with two fawns. The fawns blend into the shadows. The deer nibbles the needles of spruce. They nibble the brittle grass. They nibble at the edges of ferns. They nibble at nothing. Once the doe comes so close I could touch her, but I don't. I know that animals are best left alone. Maybe the deer will find enough food. Maybe not. Soon they move on nibbling. Winter is coming. Another day, and oh, Canada geese, honkers, pass high above. They're flying in a wide gray V, looking for a warmer place. Each year they do that. Something tells them when to leave. Who knows what? I love geese. I love their song. Gray and sad and old. I watch them for a long time. Winter is coming. The geese know, and they go. Today, no animals come, not one. The clearing and the trees are filled with silence and wildness and cold. They're waiting for something. Winter is coming. Dawn burns the sky. A flock of wild turkeys jostles by. They poke every place, muttering, "Food, food, food." We can learn from animals, my father says, about patience, about truth, about quiet, about taking only what you need from the land because we are just its keepers. I pay attention to the wild turkeys. Suddenly, the wild turkeys flurry away without a warning. Winter is coming. It's late November now. Gray as geese, clouds crowd low. The red fox returns, prowling, prying, poking, but the apples are gone. The day goes still. The red fox is quiet, quiet. I am quiet, quiet. Then the clouds dust us with snow. Soon, snow lies everywhere. Winter is here.